From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The first Vioxx case to go before a federal jury has ended in a mistrial. In Houston, a jury of 5 men and 4 women was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. The judge says the case will now be retried. Merck says today's development does not affect its strategy of taking every Vioxx case to court. The company faces some 7,000 of them around the country. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports from Houston.
Today's outcome wasn't a complete surprise. On Saturday, jurors had told U.S. District Judge Eldon Fallon that they were at an impasse. Fallon gave what are standard instructions to deadlocked federal juries. He told them to keep trying for a reasonable time. This morning, around 8:30 Central Time, at the scheduled start of their deliberations, apparently after prospects for agreement looked dim, the judge discharged the jury. Lawyers on both sides said they'd hoped for a different result. Philip Beck represents Merck.
We're disappointed that we didn't get a verdict, so we'll regroup and we'll get ready to try the case again as soon as the judge sets it.
The case involved the fatal heart attack in 2001 of a 53-year-old Florida man, Richard Dickey Irvin, who had been taking Vioxx for a month. Irvin's wife alleged that Vioxx caused the heart attack. Merck blamed the plaque in Irvin's arteries. Neither Beck nor lawyers for the plaintiff said how the jury was split. They said the judge hadn't told them and that they'd been forbidden to contact the jurors. By some accounts, this case was supposed to be an easy win for Merck. Richard Irvin had taken Vioxx for less than 28 days. Irvin's wife has remarried, making her less sympathetic to some jurors. And federal court and juries in Houston are generally business-friendly. The next time this case is tried, the jury will likely hear about an editorial published last week by the New England Journal of Medicine. The journal's editors said they discovered that Merck had withheld information about heart attacks from a key Vioxx study published in the journal in the year 2000. Andy Birchfield is the plaintiff's lawyer in this case.
I think that there will certainly be new evidence that I expect to come into trial about how, you know, Merck misled the medical community through the New England Journal of Medicine. And that article, you know, that editorial was published after our closing arguments in this case. And so, you know, that's certainly something that we think will play a key role in this trial.
The plaintiff's lawyers have long argued that the study provided an early signal that Vioxx was risky for the heart. They say the New England Journal's new editorial bolsters their position. Merck lawyer Philip Beck disagreed.
The facts there are that Merck supplied all of the updated safety data to the FDA, in fact supplied it to the FDA before the New England Journal of Medicine article was even published. So I think this is going to be a non-issue in the course of the litigation, and we'll be perfectly prepared to respond to any claims about that the next time we try one of these cases.
Merck faces some 7,000 Vioxx cases around the country. About a third are in federal court. And Judge Fallon is hoping that verdicts in this case and a handful of others will lead the two sides to settle. Merck reiterated its position today that it intends to fight every Vioxx case in court. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Houston.